Okay, we're on the last daf of Shkolim. Shkolim daf Chaf Bet. We're at the mission at the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Bet. Basar kachay kachim shnishma shnitma. Okay, kodesh kadoshim meat that became tame. Ben ba'avatuma ben v'vladatuma. Ben b'fnim ben b'chutz. Bet shamay omrim hakol yisarif b'fnim. Right. So if it became tame, whether it's tame with an avatuma, first degree tuma, or a vladatuma, second degree tuma, and whether it became tame inside the Beit Hamikdash, outside the Beit Hamikdash. According to Beit Shammai, everything is burnt in the inside of the Beit HaMikdash. Chut mishinit ba'avatuma mechutz. Except for one of the cases, which is if it became tameh from av hatuma and it became tameh outside of the Beit HaMikdash. In such a case, we burn it outside of the Beit HaMikdash. Beit Hillel omrim, kol yisarif b'chutz, chutz mishinit ba'avatuma b'fnim. According to Beit Hillel, everything gets burnt outside of the Beit HaMikdash except for if it became tameh with a second degree tuma. Inside the Beit HaMikdash. Then you're allowed to burn it inside the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Shinitma Ba'av HaTuma, Ben Bifnim Ben Mechutz, Yisar Fechutz. According to Rabbi Lezer, the Chiluk is like this. If it became Tame with an Av HaTuma, then it's burnt outside. Shinitma Ba'av HaTuma, Ben Bechutz Ben Bifnim, Yisar Bifnim. That if it became, no matter whether it became, if it became Tame with a Vlad HaTuma, whether outside or inside, you burn it on the inside, right? So the chiluk is where the chiluk is the degree of tuma. If it was an avatuma, it's burned outside. If it's a vladatuma, it's burned inside. Rabbi Akiva Omer Makom Tumato Hashem Srifato. Rabbi Akiva says no. The chiluk is actually where it became tame, right? An av or vlad outside is burned outside. Av or vlad inside, burned inside. Bar Gavara Amar Av Hatuma Davar Torah. So Vlad Hatuma Midivrehem Rabbi Yochanan Amar Benze Davar Torah. So Machloket Bar Gavara says that the an Av Hatuma means it's a tame on a deoraita level. Vlad Hatuma means it's tame on a derabanan level. And Rabbi Yochanan says no, but Av and a Vlad are both deoraita tumas. Because Rabbi Yochanan al the Beit Shammai, but Rabbi Yochanan should have a difficulty with Beit Shammai Shita. The Beit Shammai Omrim Hakol Yisarif Bifnim Chutz Mishnit Ba Av Hatuma Bechutz Ma Ben Av Hatuma Bechutz Ma Ben Vlad Hatuma Bechutz. Why did the Beit Shammai differentiate between the Av Hatuma Bechutz and the Vlad Hatuma Bechutz if they're both on a deoraita level? Why does one get burnt inside and one get burnt on the outside? What's the halachic reason to differentiate between the two of them? Vafilu al the Beit Hillel lo bekasha. Right. Furthermore, he should have a problem with Beit Hillel's shita as well. Okay, because Beit Hillel also divides between an Av and a Vlad. The Beit Hillel amar kol yisarif bechutz chutz me mashinitva bevlad hatuma bifnim. Ma ben Vlad Hatuma bifnim, ma ben Av Hatuma bifnim, zev zev dvar Torah hu. So why is it that the Vlad Hatuma bifnim can be burnt on the inside according to Beit Hillel, but the Av Hatuma should be burnt on the outside according to Beit Hillel? If they're both on a Torah level, what's the halachic reasoning to differentiate between the two of them? Lo havu ba rabbanan ela al dvar kapar. So without addressing those issues, we turn to the issues with Bar Kapara Shita. Vikasha de Bar Kapara al the Beit Shammai. Bar Kapara also has an issue with Beit Shammai Shita. Beit Shammai Omrim Hakol Yisarif Bifnim Chutz Mishinitma Be'av Hatuma Bechutz Ma Ben Av Hatuma Ben Bechutz Ben Bifnim Zevzelo Devar Torahu. Right, so why would Beit Shammai differentiate between the Av Hatuma Bifnim and the Av Hatuma Bechutz? Right, isn't the Av Hatuma the avatuma bechut is just as deoraita as the avatuma bifnim. So why do they burn in different places according to Bar Kapara? Right, if they are both at a deoraita level, so also according to Bar Kapara, you have this issue of understanding Beit Shammai Shita. Begin the Rabbi Akiva Amar Mekom Tumato Sham Tzrifato. Beit Shammai, the reason that Beit Shammai burnt the Av Hatuma that became Tame outside the Beit HaMikdash is just because there he was choshesh to Rabbi Akiva's opinion that it should just be burnt where it is, right? That's why that's how Bar Kapara would explain that why Beit Shammai differentiates between two different Av Hatumas if they're both deoraita, they should seemingly be burnt in the same place. But it's just choshesh to Rabbi Akiva Shita that says it should be burnt where it is. I feel at the Beit Hillel of Akashia, but Bar Kapara also has an issue with Beit Hillel Shita. No, the Beit Hillel Amar Akoli Sarif Bachutz, Nchutz Mishinit Ma Bevlad Hatuma Bifnim. Everything's burned outside except for a Vlad Hatuma that became Tama Bifnim. Ma Ben Vlad Hatuma Bifnim Ben Bachutz, Zevezem et Ivraim Hu. Right? What's the Svara to differentiate between a Vlad Hatuma on the inside and on the outside, according to Beit Hillel? They're both Derabanan, according to Bar Kapara, in which case they should, what's the halachic reason to differentiate between the two? Begin Derabi Shimon Amar Machlo Mashko Shamatzor Mishtalchin Chutz Lashalosh Machanot. Right, well, Beit Hillel is Choshesh for Rishimon Shita, who says that the food and the drink for a Mitzorah should be kept outside of three camps. And what this means is you can't bring any tame item, even on a derabanan level, inside. to the Beit HaMikdash. If it's already there, fine, burn it there. You can't bring it in on a Derabanan level. And that's why Beit Hillel would say that you can't bring it inside, even though in Achinami it would be considered Derabanan. Okay, new halacha. Evari hatamid nitanin mecheti ha... The limbs of the Korban Tamid would be placed on the lower half of the ramp on the west side. So the limbs of the Musaf offering were put on the lower half of the ramp on the east side. The limbs of the Musaf offering were put on the Karkov in the Mizbeach. The Karkov is where the Kohanim would walk in the Mizbeach. Hashkalim v'habikurim inar nohagin el b'fnei habayit. The mitzvot of the machtir shekel and the bikurim that you have to bring are only noeg in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. Right? When there's no Beit HaMikdash, you don't have these mitzvot. Well, masar dagan, masar behema, u'bechorot nohagin bein b'fnei habayit, bein shlo b'fnei habayit. However, the maaser that you have to bring on your grain and on your animals, and furthermore, your bechor obligations, you're bringing your bechor, these exist only when the... these exist whether there's a Beit HaMikdash or not. Makdish shkalim ubikurim hare ze kodesh. And if someone does designate their shkalim or their bikurim as kodesh, even though the mitzvah don't apply, when there's no Beit HaMikdash, still they're even considered kodesh. Rabbi Shimon Omer haomer bikurim kodesh inan kodesh. If someone says about his bikurim that these bikurim are kodesh, they're not kodesh. There's no Beit HaMikdash. There's no reason for that kedusha to work. Ezu karkov mizbeach. What's the karkov mizbeach? Ama ben keren lekeren. That's the ama strip between two horns. Makom hiluch regalei kohanim. That's where the kohanim would walk around. Musvei Shabbat, musvei Rosh Chodesh, mi koden. What happens first? The musaf, the korban musaf for a Shabbat, or the korban musaf for Rosh Chodesh on a Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, for example. Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar Meimar Musvei Shabbat Musvei Rosh Chodesh Musvei Rosh Chodesh Kodmin. So Rabbi Yirmiyah thought to say that really the Musaf for the Rosh Chodesh should come first before the Musaf Shabbat. Chayla de Rabbi Yirmiyah Min Hada. And his proof was from the following: Shiru Shal Shabbat V'Shiru Shal Rosh Chodesh Shiru Shal Rosh Chodesh Kodem. What do we say first? The Shira for Shabbat or the Shira for Rosh Chodesh? Well, we say the Shira for Rosh Chodesh first, so clearly we should do the Korban for Rosh Chodesh first. No, it makes sense. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Shan Yahi Taman Da Amar Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochran Kidei Lefarsma Uladiya Shur Rosh Chodesh. No. The reason we do the song first is a special matter of just letting people know that it's Rosh Chodesh. That's why we do the Shira first. Beramach Musvei Shabbat Musvei Rosh Chodesh Musvei Shabbat Kodmin Al Shem Kol Tadir B'Chaveru kodem et chaveru. However, when it comes to the korbanot, we don't apply the same svara because we're not doing Rosh Chodesh shira is only first, so people know it's Rosh Chodesh. However, when it comes to the korban, we apply the following rule: tader shena tader kodem. Right, whatever comes more often, we generally do first. Right, Shabbat is every week, Rosh Chodesh is every month, so let's do Shabbat for first. Ketzad haya oseh? In which case, how practically would they go about doing this korbanot? Shochet Musvei Shabbat va'omer lein shiru shel Rosh Chodesh. You slaughter the korban Shabbat first, and then you sing the shira for Rosh Chodesh. Shkalim ubikurim. Okay, so we spoke about the mitzvah of shkalim ubikurim in the Mishnah as not being relevant to the when this Beit HaMikdash is not around. Ha shkalim kodshu. Right. So from the fact that Rabbi Shimon said that if you say your bikurim are kodesh, it doesn't work. He seems to imply that if you say your shkalim are kodesh, that does work. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Elu ben Elu lo kodshu. Rabbi Shimon said in the name of Yehuda, neither of them work. Neither of them are considered kodesh. Tani, we learned the brighter. Ger bizman hazet. Sarech lahavi kino revi'it kesef. Amar Rabbi Shimon bitla rabbanan Yochanan ben Zakkai mipnei hatakala. So a convert, bizman hazeh, he can't bring his korban. A convert has to bring a korban at the end of his process. He can't bring it. He has to set aside the money necessary for it. Even though he can't bring it, he still has to, in theory, he still has the obligation of the korban. He has to set aside his money. And then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, no. He doesn't have to set aside that money. We don't want him doing it. It's going to cause a problem because you're going to have money laying around and it's kodesh and it's consecrated for something, but it's going to be laying around your house and you can't do anything with it. You may come to use it for something else, so don't set aside any money. What does it mean, because of the mistake that you're going to make, like that which we taught in the Braita, in mekachin v'lo ma'arichin v'lo machrim v'zman hazev, v'imikdisho aricho v'ichrim, ha-ksut tisaref ha-behema te'aker. Right? We don't do the following. We don't make hektish now, we don't make erech vows now, and we don't make cherem vows now. Right? Because these three things are all things that would be left in your possession, that you can't do anything with them because they're Kodesh. They're just going to be laying around, and it's going to be a big problem, right? So if you did do them, then if it's an object, it needs to be burnt, and if it's an animal, it needs to be left to die, right? Because you can't have these things around. It's going to be bad. Right? How do you get rid of the animal? You basically you can't kill it with your own hands, but you have to allow it to die indirectly. Yamamelech, right? So and the money. How do you get rid of money? Well, the money you throw into the sea. Avar v'hikdish. So, what happens if you went ahead and you did designate the money? Min ma da'amar Rabbi Shimon bitla Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mipnei ha'takola hada amro avar v'hikdish kachu. Seems to imply that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you know, we don't do this anymore because we're concerned for a takala. Meaning, if a ger does designate the money, right, it seems to be kodesh. We don't do it anymore because we're concerned, and yet it seems to still work. I mean, it seems to still have this status of kedusha. Rabbi Yehuda antu draya ba'i kumi Rabbi Yose. So Rabbi Yehuda antu draya asked before Rabbi Yose, hacha at amar kachu v'hacha at amar lo kachu. By the bird pairs, you assume that kedusha does work. We just don't do it anymore, and yet by the shekel, you assume that it doesn't become kodesh. How do you explain that? Amar le taman lechach ed magdishin lechatchila lefish mitzvah lahakri mitruma chadasha v'hayechavya la yishana v'acha mayi lechalameimar. Hi, Yeshanahi, Lagabe Agdesh and Acherim, Kinu Shel Ger, in Sari Kadosh, Vimigdish Kadosh. So I'll explain the difference, right? When it comes to the shekel, right? You have a mitzvah to bring the shekel Chadash, right? So if you designate a shekel now as Kodesh, and then when the Beit HaMikdash is going to be, you know, built, you're likely just going to have to bring the shekel for that year anyway, and you're never going to be able to use the shekel that you made Kodesh. That's just never going to be used, right? Because you designate the shekel now, and okay, so let's say that it was Kodesh, right? But then the Beit HaMikdash is built, and you have to bring a new shekel for the new year, and that shekel is not doing anything. However, with the money set aside by a ger or other hekdeshot, that money is being used. There's no issue with using that money, right? So that's the reason to differentiate. That's why a shekel doesn't become kodesh, but the bird pairs or the money for a bird pair would become kodesh, right? Because that, you set aside, and it's going to be used. Maybe not this year, maybe next year, maybe whatever it is, it's going to be used. A shekel is probably never even going to be used if you set it aside, because it's going to be an old shekel by the time you get around to it. What do you mean it's never going to be used? Why don't you just, you designate the shekel as kodesh, and then you leave it aside, and you bring it when you bring it. Right, because there's a specific concern, because the Mishkan was built on the first of Nisan, we have this thought that perhaps the Beit HaMikdash is also going to be built on the first of Nisan, right? Now, if the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built on the first of Nisan, right, then that is the time for the new shekel, right? So, if the Beit HaMikdash could be built at any point, at any time during the year, then at least when someone's designated the shekel as a kodesh for shkalim, there's a chance it could be brought for that year, and a chance that it's not going to be brought for that year. You designated it now. Okay, maybe the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built tomorrow, and you can actually bring that shekel. However, we have reason to assume that maybe the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built like it was the first time, like the Mishkan was built on the first of Nisan. And that is the time for the new shekel. So if you're designated a shekel, for the Beit HaMikdash, for Shkalim, and it's built on the first of Nisan, that's going to require the new shekel. So there's just never a time you could designate that shekel and assume that it's ever going to be used. Even the Beit HaMikdash, meaning, even if you assume the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built, you know, as soon as possible, even if you're designated at the end of Adar, right? Because the beginning of Nisan is already going to require a new shekel. So there's just no situation where that shekel is likely to be brought. However, with anyone else, with the ger, with anyone else making something hektish, yeah, they could just bring it whenever the Beit HaMikdash is built. Rav Hamnuna v'Rav Ada bar Ahava b'shem Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. The halacha goes like Rabbi Shimon, meaning that when we do not have a Beit HaMikdash, the Bikurim are not considered Kodesh. If you said that my Bikurim are Kodesh, it doesn't work. However, the Shekel, it would be considered Kodesh. It does work. Hadran alach kol harokin v'slikala masechet shkalim. Mazal tov. I hope you enjoyed this journey into the Yerushalmi. We'll start back with the Bavli Yoma tomorrow. Mir Tashem.